This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The continuing humanitarian crisis in the Darfur region of Sudan has prompted the United Nations Security Council to threaten oil sanctions against the Khartoum government. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with a representative of the Sudanese government and put questions to him about that violence in Darfur that has killed tens of thousands of people and pushed nearly 2 million refugees into camps in Sudan and neighboring Chad. But first, we turn to USAID Administrator Andrew Natsios, who's just returned from his fourth trip to Sudan, visiting Khartoum and several refugee camps. He joins us from his offices in Washington, D.C. Mr. Natsios, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to talk with you.
And I want to get you to describe something that you got caught up in a camp in western Darfur. More than 70,000 people were there, I gather. Could you tell us about that incident?
In the camp of Mornay, I was interviewing some of the tribal sheikhs about what happened to their villages, why they got to the camps, and what was going on. And there was a camp director from the national government who ran the camp, who in fact reportedly is from the intelligence and security services, mm-hmm. who was not popular in the camp. In fact, he's hated in the camp. He was standing next to me, and the tribal sheikhs were telling me the atrocities that had occurred. And he got angry, told them to shut up, and that they were lying in Arabic. And they got quite angry and began shaking their sticks at him and accused him of being a Janjaweed. And at that point, our security officer from the embassy said it was time for me to leave. As I left the group, they went after him. He ran out and then saw me, ran toward me, I suppose, for protection. And he slipped and fell, and they began stoning him and then clubbing him. And then someone took a knife out and another person took an axe out. I went over to stop it and push people away, and a couple more Westerners did the same thing, and we succeeded in saving him, but he was in pretty grim shape. What it shows, from my perspective, is the fury and anger and rage in the camps at the atrocities that have been committed against people, and the fact that even though many of the people who went after this guy know that there could be retaliation against them, they did it anyway.
Mr. Natsios, it occurs to me when we last spoke with you a few months ago, there was a feeling that the crisis was building and the world had not noticed yet. I want to get your estimation now, since you've made several trips to the Darfur region, as to whether there's been any improvement. The world certainly has been devoting more attention, but has that resulted in any change?
It certainly has resulted in some change, but certainly not enough change. The Sudanese government has eased up on the NGO and UN agency entrance into the country. There are more of them in there. The agencies are setting up their structures and food and water and sanitation and medical care and immunizations for children at a rapid rate now. But this is not a natural disaster. This was created by man. The political crisis is still with us. There are 1.4 million people in these camps. The Janjaweed militias are still committing atrocities, albeit at a less rapid rate than they were early, mainly because 600 villages have already been burned down. There aren't as many villages to burn down. But until the political problem is solved, the crisis will not be over.
The Janjaweed, we might remind our listeners, are the Arab militia who have been accused of rape and pillaging and other crimes. Mr. Natsios, Sudanese officials have blamed the U.S. for the breakdown in peace talks with the Darfur rebels, saying specifically that Secretary Powell's characterization of events there as genocide had a detrimental effect on those talks. How do you react to that charge?
I think it's utter nonsense. The fact of the matter is that the Sudanese government recruited the militias and perpetrated the atrocities themselves. This is not one militia group out on their own. They were armed. They were given logistical support, and they coordinated their attacks with the Sudanese Air Force.
U.S. Envoy to Sudan, Charles Snyder, said this week that there might be a political solution to the Darfur crisis in the southern reaches of the country, because there are negotiations going on there to decentralize the power of the federal government.
Right.
What can you tell us about that?
If there's a new democratically elected government in Sudan, in Khartoum, it will change the way in which the outlying marginalized areas of the country are dealt with, which is the major issue that the rebel movement wants addressed.
Andrew Natsios is the administrator of USAID, speaking from his office in Washington, D.C. Mr. Natsios, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.